Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On Friday,
yeah,
we had a statement from our district attorney. Well, she explained how she paid a speeding ticket despite not pulling over for police officers in Webster when she was actually speeding. She explained how she pleaded guilty, how she, the district attorney, not even the district attorney, was above the law.
I believe that's
a quote from the statement. By noon the next day, she was international news.
Yes.
And now, this body cam footage setting social media ablaze. Folks in Monroe County are trying to decide what, if anything, needs to be done about what we saw on that tape. And just when it couldn't get any crazier, breaking this morning, we have a statement on video from your district attorney, number one in your programs, number D in your hearts, Sandra Dorley. You ready for this? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We will jump right into it.
Okay.
As I just said, Friday around this time, we read you a weird statement. Sandra Dorley, district attorney for Monroe County, seemingly out of nowhere, released her side of a story about a traffic ticket she got. She said on her way home from work, she had been caught doing 20 over in a 35 mile an hour zone. She said a police officer had tried to pull over, but she did not stop. She admitted in this statement, instead, she called the Webster police chief and told him to tell officers, one, she was not a threat, and two, she talked to them in her driveway. She then said she accepted the ticket. The next day, she pleaded guilty, and that was that.
Case closed.
And on Friday, Tommy, it set off a massive debate here in this room whether or not that was special treatment, because your take was...
That's just arrogant. This is abuse of power.
Okay. And my argument was, well, listen, we've heard of women before being uncomfortable while pulling over, things like that. Maybe we didn't... I agreed with you it was strange.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if it was actual abuse of power.
Right.
There had to be a reason why, other than just being arrogant, she would want to do this, especially an elected official in this position. About 5 hours after we got off the air Friday, the Webster Police Department released the body cam video from the officer who was in the DA's driveway. And let's just say, it did not make Sandra Dorley look good.
No.
So before we play you this audio, and if you haven't heard it yet, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Come on.
Do you only have a radio on our station at all times? So the district attorney pulls her SUV into her garage at her home.
Yeah.
The police officer gets out to confront her and issue the ticket. When Sandra Dorley in this video refers to Dennis... She is talking about Webster Chief of Police Dennis Kohlmeyer.
All right.
And when you hear the police officer give his name, he is giving his name because Sandra Dorley is on the phone with someone who we assume, you know what, I'm not even going to say that because it's incorrect. Here is a piece of the audio of that traffic stop in DA Sandra Dorley's driveway.
Sorry, I'm the DA. I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Okay.
So you can call this.
Can you please come over here? No. This is on a traffic stop, ma'am.
Yes, it is. You can call Dennis Kohlmeyer right now.
Okay. I'm telling you why I stopped you. You didn't stop at all. Did you not hear my lights or sirens or anything?
No, I didn't actually. I was on the phone.
Okay. Well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am. With the hands-free, absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. You just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
Can you please tell him to leave me alone? It's...
Officer Christofoli.
Christofoli.
Can you stay over here, ma'am?
This is a
legal traffic stop. Do you have your ID?
No, it's in my purse. Here.
You have your purse right there.
No, this is my lunch. Would you talk to Dennis?
What is the reason you're so against what I'm doing? I'm doing my job. You say you're a DA?
I am the DA.
Okay.
Okay, let me get you my badge. I am the DA.
She gets her badge up. Shows it to him.
Oh my God.
Oh my God!
I am the DA.
Oh, you think you've heard of DAs? You heard of DAs?
Yeah. You know what you're looking at?
The DA! The DA!
Baby!
Oh!
DA all the way.
DA! Okay?
Oh, God.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You see that video, and what do you think, Tony?
That is a career-ending move.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know how she can...
How you recover from that.
Yeah, you had every opportunity to walk this back as a professional, knowing the law and what you're putting this poor officer through.
So the initial video is like 10 minutes long. I believe the entire thing is on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you want to go watch the whole thing for yourself. Because again, we don't have 10 minutes to play the whole thing.
But that officer is just trying to do his job repeatedly.
Right.
And he's cool. Like, he's professional. And she's turning into a teenage girl, whining about... Why do I have to do this?
That is hard.
I don't want to do this. I want to go inside now. I want to let my dog out.
So you think it's a career-ending move even for the DA?
It should be. No, not any DA.
The DA. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think even somewhere along the lines, because, I mean, the video goes on for a while. Mm-hmm. She says, you know, I know the law. I'm a DA. Something along those lines. But that would mean that you should have pulled. I mean, like, you're basically saying, I know I did wrong, so what?
And, like, you know, past the pullover part, right? Like, I mean, like you said, Tommy, there are repeated off-ramps in this video where she could have de-escalated the situation.
Right.
And I see you guys trying to get in 252-WCMF. I know everybody wants to talk about this. Kimmy's working as hard as she can over there. Why? There is no off-ramp taken. Because, like you said, this
And he keeps giving it to her.
All the time. There are like five separate points in this interaction where she could have been like, you know what, I'm sorry, you're right. I apologize, and it just keeps getting
worse. She's getting pissed.
Bro, okay. So the reaction doesn't make sense to me.
No.
It's just a speeding ticket, and a speeding ticket that in that video she admits she deserves, right? She is the district attorney.
Just ask her.
The way she talks to that police officer, though, man, is enough to make you cringe.
It's demeaning.
Hey.
It's like, you're just a subordinate, you don't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I could get out of it.
No, I'm with you 100%.
Like, who do you think you are?
I'm with you 100%.
Guy with gun?
I mean, it didn't look that way when she... I'm not going to go down that road. So it's such a bad look, to your point. The arrogance is brutal, because those guys in their driveway are just doing their job. She treats them like garbage, like you said. The hypocrisy in this video is unbelievable. Because you think about, Tommy, some of the issues we've seen with traffic stops across the country the last couple of years.
Yeah, sometimes,
This woman goes on TV, and she talks about how much the cops mean in the community. Mm-hmm. She's here to work with them. And then when put in a position where she is not in control, proceeds to ignore every request, not only to pull over, but when she's in her driveway.
Yeah.
She then, while in her driveway, ignores commands from this guy. She goes into her car and into her bag to get her badge to show to this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what they say not to do?
Yes, all of that.
Reach into a bag in your car on a traffic stop.
Yeah.
What the F? And if you want to call and say, she's the DA, she's not a threat.
Mm.
One, she didn't pull over in the first place.
Right.
And it's clear that the responding officer was unaware who she was.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she is obviously acting agitated. And I don't care who she is, that's going to make you nervous.
Yeah.
Three, optics. Mm-hmm. It's all about optics. If you are here to prosecute and investigate and will tell people where they did wrong, you have to hold yourself to the highest of standards. And I'll ask you this.
All right.
When you see that video, would you call that the highest of standards?
But she just did. Yeah. Of course not.
Okay.
Like, how could you go to like some back the blue event when you didn't listen to the blue in your driveway?
She was actually backing away from the blue
in that video. Yes,
maybe
right.
She misunderstood the sticker.
All right.
Wait, guys, wait. It's not back away from the blue. To Kimmy's point, The most insane part of this story is she knows how this works.
Mm-hmm.
She knows she's on that body camera. She knows how bad this can be for her career.
Mm-hmm.
And you did all of it because you were pissed about a ticket.
Yeah.
You are.
And again, though, but you admitted you were speeding.
Yes.
That's what I don't get. Yeah. I was doing it. What?
It's not you're arguing like I was doing, you know, what everybody was doing on the road. You literally said I was going 20 over the speed limit.
All right. There's still a lot we got to get to. I see you guys on hold. The phone number is 252-WCMF. We got one phone line open. I want to hear from you guys, right? Mm-hmm. We also have to play you the statement she released this morning. It's breaking. But Tommy, this blew the F up over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It was everywhere. International news. She made TMZ. She's taking a beating, so much so that she deleted her Twitter account. It's actually so insane.
Mm.
They've already written a musical about the whole
ordeal. Wait, that fast?
Bro, that's how fast this thing moved.
No kidding.
In fact, they just sent us over the commercial for this musical.
Oh, all right.
Kimmy, we have it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here, we can play right here. Go ahead.
You read her statement. You've seen it on every news outlet in the world. Now, see it live on stage. It's D.A. Sandy, the musical. Relive the speeding ticket everyone is talking about as we try to figure out, what was she thinking?
Speeding home in Webster, branded a jerk. The body cam saw you berserk.
It's a tough song to listen to.
Sandy, can't you see you're facing inquiry because you wouldn't pull over for the Webster PD? Folks are pissed, the cops you dismissed, and we sit and wonder why did you flee? Oh, Sandy.
Song after amazing song from the same people who brought you Ribs Arkansas and Young Southern and Dumb, it's D.A. Sandy, the musical.
Just like Sandra D.
Look at me, I'm Sandra D. Speeding through the Webster streets. Road stop for thee, but my driveway for me. D.A. Sandra D.
Now on stage anywhere because we could only come up with two songs and Google says you need more than that for a musical. D.A. Sandy the Musical. Catch it today.
Whoever's starring on that show's got a future, I think. I think they got a future. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks have been waiting patiently. Sandra Dorley, body cam released. We'll get to the apology video that is breaking this morning in a second. But I do want to hear from other folks. Right. Let's talk to Lincoln. He's on CMF. Hey, Lincoln, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Dick?
Thanks, Lincoln. What do you got?
Man, why is this lady not in jail? Anybody else would be in jail from running from the police.
Okay, hold on. Let's back this up because I want to be fair. Mm. As ridiculous as this whole thing is, you know that I grew up in a police officer home. So, Lincoln, I mean, police officers in these situations, they can use their own discretion, right? Like, I mean, you're reacting to somebody's situation. She didn't do anything illegal, as far as we can tell on the video.
No, she did. Felony evasion. She did not yield to blue lights.
All right,
she's supposed to live to a higher standard.
No, listen, Lincoln, but here's the thing. I agree with the second part there. Mm. You're right. I agree she has to play to a higher standard. However, Lincoln, on Friday, we talked about how if you are uncomfortable or do not believe that's a police officer behind you, you are allowed to call 911, the police department, and say, hey, I'm going to come here and do this thing. So that's not illegal. She didn't evade the cops. What she did was legal. It's the, Tommy, how do you put it?
So I guess it's the optics of the situation.
Thank you.
But even that officer, when he's standing there, he says, I can arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
In the moment now.
The whole video on TikTok, his lieutenant says the same thing. They could take you to jail. I've been to jail for this myself.
Okay.
Just because she's a woman, it's okay to drive to her garage. If I did that, they would beat me and take me to jail.
All right, Lincoln, look, like I said, man, it's all up to individual situations. Yeah. And I agree with you, man, based on the fact that she called the Webster police chief thinking that maybe it would make things better. I agree with you that she thought she was going to get off of this based on how she reacted. But I don't know what you hang her on, what you charge her with. I mean, she's the DA. She knows the law, Lincoln. Lincoln, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good.
So my question was, what are the odds that maybe she was doing a little day drinking?
Well, I mean, look, hold on. Hold on. I don't want to go down that road, because if they believe that, if they face-to-face with her, they would have done that. I mean, they would have run those tests, man. I'm telling you.
I mean, because she was just the way she talked to him, like Lincoln said, just so disrespectful. If anyone else had done that that wasn't VDA, you know, you'd be cuffed and thrown in the car and arraigned and whatever.
You're definitely getting whatever.
I am just as flabbergasted and bothered by the video, Mike, that you and Lincoln and everyone else saw. The one thing that does make me laugh, and Mike, I love you, buddy. You sound like a great guy. I love you. Everybody becomes a lawyer when stuff like this happens. Let me tell you what we're going to hang her on. We're going to get her on. One count of this, and another count of that, and a half a count of that.
Asian, all that.
But it's not, Mike. It's not.
No, I understand. Okay. I agree. Like you said, it's you can do that. Listen, I don't think this person's really a cop. I don't feel safe. You know, that aside, it was just the way she, here, talk to Dennis. You know, she called the chief, and here, talk to the chief. No, this is a traffic stop, man.
I know.
He was trying everything he could to do it by the book.
He was,
and
man.
He just wanted no part of it.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate the call. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's what we're going to do. Because she has another, she put out a statement this morning.
Okay.
I want to, can you give me the original audio one more time? Because I want to make sure everybody hears that before we go to the statement that she gives in a second, okay? So again, this is just a piece of the body cam footage, Sandra Dorley in her driveway on last week. Good.
Sorry, I'm the DA. I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Okay.
So you can call this.
Can you please come over here? No. This is on a traffic stop, ma'am.
Yes, it is. You can call Dennis Kohlmeyer right now.
Okay. I'm telling you why I stopped you. You didn't stop at all. Did you not hear my lights or sirens or anything?
No, I didn't, actually. I was on the phone.
Okay. Well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am. With the hands-free, absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. You just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35. I'm Philip Thoreau.
Can you please tell him to leave me alone?
Officer Chris Apulli.
No, she's saying, tell them
can
to
you stay over here, ma'am? This is a legal traffic stop. Do you have your ID?
No, it's in my purse. Here.
You have your purse right there.
No, this is my lunch. Would you talk to Dennis?
What is the reason you're so against what I'm doing? I'm doing my job. You say you're a DA?
I am the DA.
Okay.
Okay, let me get you my badge. I am the DA of Monroe County.
That guy deserves a statue. For being that cool under pressure, man.
I will say this. The way he's like, why are you mad at me? That's exactly how I say things to my wife when she gets upset about things she shouldn't be upset about. Why are you even mad at me now? You told me to dig a hole to put the tree in the backyard. Why are you even mad at me? All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's what I want to do. Give us 3 minutes.
Right.
All right, we're going to drop this song because we are not even close to finish yet.
Okay.
I want to know what you guys think should happen. We have to talk about what can actually happen. We still have to play you this breaking apology video. We got some great names sitting on hold.
Okay.
I'm dying to know what a lady that calls her T-Rex has to say.
Oh.
Do not go anywhere. 3 minutes. We'll come right back.
Right.
We'll play that video, and we'll get back into this here in the break room on CMF.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tommy, they say there's two sides to every story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though she actually gave her side first.
Yes.
And then we saw the video. And now she... So I guess this would be a third side.
Yes.
From one person in a two-sided story. You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF getting back into the body cam footage and the incident that happened with Sandra Dorley. Blew up everywhere. International news. Mm. Folks are calling for her to either resign, to be removed from her position. And that's where this gets interesting.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. We got one phone line open. I see you guys on hold. Give me a second. Because this morning, there was a statement she released that broke around 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we have that audio, and we're going to play it for you in a second. Before we play the apology, based on what you've seen and heard, Tommy, what should happen to Sandra Dorley, district attorney?
I mean, I think she's got to walk.
So resign?
Yeah.
You think she should resign?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you're fixing this. I don't see how you can take her serious.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like something that's going to blow over so easily.
So you know? Don't think she can do her job correctly after this?
No, you managed to piss off both sides of the law at the same time.
Well, that's a good point. She did not back the blue.
And she also, how do you bring people to justice when you don't feel like doing it yourself?
It's a great question. Great question.
So.
All right, Kimmy, a nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Mm. What do you think should happen
here? I mean, I do think she's going to have a really tough time doing her job from here on out, just based on the people that you've upset that you have to work with.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would think like... maybe you take a step back.
All right. So with that being said, Sit tight on hold. We have broken her statement up into two parts because there are two things. There are points to talk about in both.
Right.
This morning, a statement released on video from Sandra Dorley apologizing for what was seen on the body cam footage.
Last Monday, I failed you and the standards that I hold myself to. And for that, I am so sorry. What I did was wrong. No excuses. I take full responsibility for my actions. I fell short of the values I've held for my entire 33-year career. I didn't treat this officer with the respect that he deserved. All police officers deserve respect. I am truly and sincerely sorry. I had just come from work. I was dealing with three homicides that occurred over the weekend. I watched a video where an innocent cab driver was executed. And I was still reeling from a frightening medical concern that my husband received that afternoon. But we all have bad days and stress. And it was wrong for me to take it out on an officer who was simply doing his job.
Okay, can we stop it there? He's like a tiger in a cage, is Tommy Boulay.
I don't want to bring this up, but I had a day. Man, did I have a day. All right? I don't want to bring it up. It's not an excuse, but I would like to insert that into this video at this time.
I do love people who say all those things to me. It's not an excuse. Well, then why did you say it?
I didn't need to know any of that.
Why did you say it?
I'm sure a lot of people had a really crappy day, man.
And this is her second statement. She didn't say this in the first time.
Great point, Kimmy. That is a great point.
If she was sorry in the beginning, she would have said it. When she put out the statement? Thursday or Friday?
We had it Friday. She put it out Thursday.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that part wasn't included in that first statement.
Great point, Kimmy. So far, neither of you are moved by the apology.
No. Matter of fact, you did it the wrong way.
Well, she's not done. She's not done. Because she talks about how she apologized to the police officer already, and she's going to do it again in the video. Yeah. She then goes on to talk about how she will be holding herself accountable. The DA.
Oh.
This is the rest of the statement this morning.
Here's what I'm doing to hold myself accountable. First, I already pled guilty to the speeding ticket, and I will willingly pay the fine. Next, I'm referring the entire matter to a district attorney from another county for review and will fully cooperate with that investigation. I'm going to self-report this incident to the grievance committee and I will cooperate with their investigation.
I think they know about it.
Finally, If one of my assistant district attorneys had acted this way, I would have disciplined them. So I'm disciplining myself. I will take ethics training to remind myself that professionalism matters. I've been humbled by my own stupidity, and I'm fully to blame. I will make this right. I ask for your forgiveness.
Okay.
Okay.
She asked for your forgiveness, Tommy. Does she have it?
No. Just take a knee and walk.
I do find it funny. Because here's the thing, man. I don't want to sound like a crass, cold human being. I understand that there are reactions from terrible days that people have.
Yeah.
I'm not pretending to know what that woman goes through, right? Mm. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But there's forgiveness, and there's not changing anything, right? Because you can forgive this woman and also believe that she shouldn't be the district attorney.
Right.
And I'll ask one further question before we go to the phones, because I've been rambling. Mm. There's been singing. There's been dancing. Oh, there's been two different pieces of audio from the same woman.
It's a musicale.
Right. If this is how you react when you think no one's watching,
mm-hmm.
and the job that you have that is unbelievably important
mm-hmm.
is done 99% of the time behind closed doors, how comfortable are you with that person having that job?
That's a good point.
That's all I'm going to ask.
All right.
That being said, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, we're going to start here because my curiosity is killing me.
Okay.
It is a woman who is calling herself T-Rex.
Oh.
Because we do only the most hard-hitting investigative journalism here in the break room. She's been on hold for 10 minutes. T-Rex, thank you for holding. I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So my father, before he passed away, he worked at the DA's office for 30-plus years. He was there for the entire time.
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you. Was he the DA?
He was not the DA.
Well, what do we even care, T-Rex? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah, he worked there the whole time that Sandra did. He liked her in the beginning, but the way you saw her acting in that video, that is how she treats all of her employees. And exact words from my father, everyone in that office is either afraid of her or hates her. Like, they're either afraid of her or they hate her.
Okay. T-Rex, I appreciate your take there and what your father said. I do think it is important at this point that... You know, T-Rex, I'm not calling your dad a liar. Sounds like a great guy. But I don't know. The guy, he could have had some personal issue, right? You know him. He's your father. You're going to idolize him. I do think it gets dangerous when you go down this road of, well, this is what she said, and this is what he said.
You know what I mean?
That he said, she said stuff, T-Rex, gets a little dangerous.
Yeah, I get that. But him working for other DAs and being there for years, and I personally saw how stressed and stuff he would come home from. And he was... Yes, I know he's my dad, but he was a great worker. Like, he didn't do...
Old dads are.
My dad, no, it's funny you say that, T-Rex, because my dad was the strongest man on the planet, so... It's true.
Yeah. But,
no, okay. I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Yes, I get you. I get you.
And I personally, like, saw how she treated him, and just the things I heard, like, that's her. Like, she puts on a face for the public. She's a very entitled person. She thinks she's above everybody else.
All right. Well, I mean, look, I think people can gather that from the video, but look, make your own assumption. T-Rex, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Also, my dad can beat up your dad. Not anymore. You've seen him. It's not.
He's got a weapon on his head.
Yeah, the spiky hair. But he looks like a pinata. Am I wrong?
I don't want to get involved in your family.
Oh, wait, no. All of a sudden, now you want to back the blue, buddy? I'll back the blue, even when they're blue and all over the frontier field and the blue comes in the slushy that he dropped out the front of his jacket. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Noelle. Hey, Noelle, you're on CMF. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going good, guys.
What do you got for us?
So I just wanted to bring up, there was an assistant DA in Dallas, Texas, Jody Warner. She was fired after an Uber ride where she was drunk and just flashing around. She was the DA and all that. And she was fired. So for Sandra to do that on a body cam and how she doesn't effing care and just give me the ticket, I'll prosecute it myself. That's unacceptable in my eyes, but.
So you think, in your opinion, you think she can't do her job effectively moving forward?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay.
It just shows the type of person she is when she gets upset. I mean, everybody has a lot of stress going on, especially these days. And it was just like, wow. Like, I never thought I'd see a body cam footage of RDA on TikTok, because that's where I found it.
What a world we live in, Tommy.
Hey,
I'm on the TikTok. I'm trying to find dancing kids. No, okay, that sounded bad the way that came out. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now I'm just gonna stop, back it up. I'm gonna take the off ramp here. Noelle, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Have a
no
good
problem.
All right, there you go. No, because like that's what it's famous for is the TikTok dance.
I'm just not looking for.
Yeah. I guess probably the worst thing to do right now would be to give the DA any reason to look into what I'm
doing.
All right, I will. Noelle brings up something interesting.
What's up?
Because again, we're talking about Sandra Dorley. She issued an apology statement this morning. Kimmy, can you give me the back end of that? She said she is going to discipline herself. Discipline herself after the body cam footage was released. Go ahead.
Here's what I'm doing to hold myself accountable. First, I already pled guilty to the speeding ticket, and I will willingly pay the fine. Next, I'm referring the entire matter to a district attorney from another county for review and will fully cooperate with that investigation. I'm going to self-report this incident to the grievance committee, and I will cooperate with their investigation. Finally, if one of my assistant district attorneys had acted this way, I would have disciplined them.
All right,
so I'm disciplining myself.
Here's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
If one of her assistant district attorneys acted this way, would she have fired them?
Oh.
Because if the answer is yes, you need to resign.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Okay.
I mean, because she said, I would discipline my ADAs. If you would have fired your ADA, one of your ADAs, for what was on that video.
If you're holding them to that standard.
Which there is no way.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Oh, sorry.
That which means nothing. That if an assistant district attorney was on video doing what Sandra Dorley did, they would not have blown
Cut that person out by the end of the day.
Like literally throwing old-timey suitcases full of their things out the window of the public safety building.
They can.
Okay, so if that's the case, the only respectable thing to do here is to resign.
Yeah.
Because if you care about what you said, you know, I've been humbled. Well, no, you haven't because you're not resigning from your job.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, you said you saw something last night about how, if it was going to happen, she could lose her, because it's an elected position.
So the one report I saw that I heard is that the Governor Hochul can...
The Governor Hochul?
Yeah, the governor. The governor can fire her.
So, like, it's just up to the governor?
I think she has the power to fire her.
Are you sure?
That's what I heard.
I wonder if that's happened before. Like, in what cases?
Removing a DA? There have to have been in the history of New York.
Yeah, I mean, somebody had to go bad somewhere.
Well, but then again, I mean, you know, if we think back
I don't know. We always talk about people keeping their jobs way after incident after incident after incident after incident.
Well, maybe in the day you could, but now that you have all this video.
Bro, Judge Leticia Stasio all those years ago, right? Yeah. That wasn't that long ago. Now, granted, a DWI and all that stuff is different than what's going on here, but we assume that there was a process in place to easily remove a judge that obviously should not have been, and that took 2 years.
Okay.
2 years. And she still might be serving. I don't even
know. We don't know.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Stuart. He's been on hold for almost 20 minutes. Stu, thanks for waiting, buddy. How are you?
Great. Love your show.
Thank you, Stuart.
I have a son. Do you remember the Kingston Trio's folk singers?
No.
They did a song. Okay. Well, for 2024, hang down your head, Sandra Dorley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Sandra Dorley. Why the hell didn't you comply? That's it.
Hey, man, it's hard to create, easy to criticize.
The Kingston Trio.
That was a weird, Stuart, pull from the Kingston Trio, because the only reason I'm familiar with them is my grandmother had their records in her house, Stuart.
Well, I'm a senior.
Stu,
God, I hope so.
Hey, give the man a break, man. The Stones.
He's trying to do some work for us here. Yeah.
Stones didn't do Brown Sugar right out the gate. That didn't happen.
And he sang it. I give him credit.
Yes. 252 WCMF. Let's talk.
What?
I'm sorry. It's just like, I love everybody that calls this show, right? You guys are wonderful.
Yeah.
But, like, we're having a serious conversation about, like, what should be happening.
Well, we did write a musical about it.
Okay, who's we? I don't know. What are you talking about, Kimmy? It's coming to the Auditorium Theater. We're in the middle of, like, you know, ethics, da-da-da. Let's go to the phones and talk to Party Boat Mark. We got to get the hot Party Boat Mark take. Mark, you're on CMF, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, folks. Oh, by the way, that guy, whoever was singing in that musical, he has got some talent.
I agree with you, man. Handsome, cool.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah.
So here's the funny thing. When they ripped out her license and they showed it on the police camera, they blurred out all her information because nobody needs to know where she lives, correct?
Sure. Yeah.
in the bottom left-hand corner of that video.
Oh, stop, stop. If you're going to give us, stop. I don't, if there's something that shouldn't be out, I don't want it on our airwaves, Mike. Don't say it, please.
Okay, but
thank you.
In the bottom left-hand corner.
No, don't stop. All right, I got to let it go, Mike. Jesus.
Okay, but I'm going to say it.
I won't do it, but.
All right. All right, we'll take one more call before we move on. All right, so just to be clear here in the room, talk about Sandra Dorley, that we all saw the body cam footage. She releases that apology this morning that we played for you. She is not resigning. Yeah. She's not resigning. By the way, both local elected and the governor, officials and the governor said they are opening an investigation, along with the investigation that Sandra Dorley is opening on herself with another DA.
I mean, it's gotten to everybody, even the Kingston Trio.
There's no way those guys are alive.
I hope not. No, I think they... I think
no, shut up.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I think they may have, you know...
What?
They done a plane crash?
Plane crash, maybe. If I got the right group. They had just covered a couple of stones.
So nothing about the apology has changed your mind. You think she needs to be out?
No.
Kimmy, nothing about the apology has changed
good,
your mind?
Man.
No, it's all, you know, I guess... I don't know who's going to be satisfied with that after everything that's happened. Like I said, if you had put this out in the beginning, before we saw the video, before everybody got upset about the video, maybe there'd be a little bit more wiggle room. But this is all coming out after the fact, and you're just trying to save your butt.
To your point, it is weird. The tone of the initial statement versus what's on that body video is very strange. All right, well, we'll finish it up here with Jeremy. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, Birdie?
The governor does have the power to remove an elected DA. There are calls to do that in Manhattan for what's going on with the former president. That's number one. Number two, I really hate another local radio person here who writes a weekly column, but there are parts of his column that he wrote over the weekend that Sandra Dorley reads word for word as a script.
Interesting.
Which really pisses me off.
Well, it's not surprising. Come on. Like, well, you know, there's a big old bed. There's a lot of people in it, Jeremy.
True.
True, but maybe you should come up with your own words if you're going to have a heartfelt apology.
Did you hear the song earlier? It's hard, Jeremy. It's hard to come up with your own words.
Amen, brother. Two more things in quick succession. All jokes aside, I would love your father's opinion on this as a former officer. And number four.
So would he.
A lot of black... yeah. A lot of black and Latino voters had, or drivers have bad days all the time, and they don't end up anywhere near as well as she did. Bye, Dix.
No, I mean, I think that's the most valid point, right? I mean, at the end. Like, look, there's been a problem. There's been an issue here.
Yeah.
And that's a debate that we don't have time for here, and it goes a thousand different ways. But if you
And that's what she deals with every day.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're going to stand up in a courtroom in front of a camera and say, this is what you have to do, and then in the opportunity you have to do it, you don't. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. All right.
All right.
Take a break. Jeez.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There is a move that affects Rochester, has nothing to do with Rochester at all.
Oh.
We do not play into it in any way that could make our lives, if you're traveling, a little bit harder starting this summer.
Great.
Well, because, sorry, I burped. A lot of passion going on this morning. A lot of passion.
What happened?
When these people now want to take this airline, which is an airline that people, Kimmy, enjoy using.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
The closest place they're going to be able to go is here. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Southwest Airlines announced that they are pulling service from Syracuse. So apparently this is all because of the Boeing issue. They're running short on
planes.
Planes, yes.
Yeah.
So they pulled from four
cities. Ones that are all together.
That didn't seem to stop in the first place. They're pulling from four cities in America, Syracuse being one of them. So the service in Syracuse from their airport is going to stop in early August. And it is weird, Tommy, to talk about the Syracuse airport because no one from Rochester ever uses it.
I forget it's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it is
Buffalo,
Toronto for an international flight.
Right.
Yeah, you drive further than that to get a discount, but nobody ever even thinks to check Syracuse. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing: you see this story and you go, "Okay, it's happening in Syracuse. Yeah. Doesn't affect us. Who cares?" And you might be wrong.
Why?
Well, it may make catching a Southwest flight after August harder in Rochester.
How does that affect us?
Well, Southwest is one of the more popular airlines.
Yeah.
It's like a budget.
It's the People's Airline.
No, People's Airline went out of business.
Yes,
remember?
It did.
They took your money.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest is a budget airline without the reputation of like a Spirit or a Frontier, right? If someone from Syracuse is looking for an affordable flight and a direct flight somewhere down south, because Southwest offers a lot of direct stuff, they're going to have to come to Rochester.
So everybody's going to be jamming on the plane.
I would think so. Yeah. And not in like the Kingston Trio fun way.
Like now when they were covering the stones during that plane crash. With the Big Bopper.
This is the greatest show. Well, remember?
Hello, baby.
He actually died in a plane crash, you dick.
With the Kingston Trio.
Kimmy, can you Google
That's
the
why.
Kingston
there was too many
trio?
People on the plane.
Big Bopper alone is
How
too many.
How many more people can we take? Three more. Who we got? Kingston Trio. You're in. Let's go.
This is the oldest break we've ever done in our lives. You want to talk about Richie Valens, too, or should we get back to the Southwest break?
What happened to him?
As Kimmy Googles if the Kingston Trio died in a plane crash.
Okay, so the last member of the Kingston Trio.
Oh, you're talking about the Kingston Uno.
Bob Shane died in Phoenix in 2020.
Why are we
in
laughing?
A plane?
He probably died of COVID, man.
No. So he said he died in hospice care in Phoenix in 2020.
Oh, this is terrible. Why did you make her look this up? Why did you make her look? This is horrible.
He was 85.
Hey, at least he wasn't on that plane, man. He lived to 85. He could have begun with the bopper.
Going back to the discussion.
Yeah.
Albany's airport would be much further than Syracuse, right?
Right.
And it's also one that you think is not as a major airport. Does Albany have a big airport?
They probably do because it's the state capital with all the people coming in and out.
Have you ever heard of anyone flying out of Albany?
No.
But, no, but why would
probably,
you from
it's 4
here?
Hours away.
Yeah. So is Toronto with traffic.
Yeah, but that's like a major international airport.
And I would think Albany. Most and people fly out of there because it's cheaper usually.
Right. And direct.
No, but that's what I mean. I've never okay.
You can fly direct anywhere in the world in Toronto.
You're most likely going to, you know, west
LA,
like to Buffalo.
Hollywood.
That
Sunset
area.
Strip?
Phoenix. The remaining Kingston Trio.
The Kingston Uno. God, man, we're the dumbest
One
show.
Reference is going to throw off the show for the rest of the day.
And here's the thing. Anybody that just tuned in now has no idea why we're laughing so hard. No idea. You're going to have to go back and either watch the YouTube stream brought
and
to you,
you
by Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads Brewing, big fans of Kingston Uno.
Yeah.
Or check it out after the show at WCMF.com. All right, I'll ask this question. With the idea now, Southwest pulling out of Syracuse, if those people want to fly Southwest, they're going to have to come to Rochester starting in August. I can't even look at you. How far in advance do you guys book flights? I'm going to start with Kimmy while Tommy recovers from the stroke that he's having.
Usually like months in advance.
So you're like right out of the gate when you plan the trip, boom, you're booking it right
Yeah,
away.
Just only just because it costs, really, because I know the longer I wait, the more I'm going to have to pay most of the time.
Ah, that's not necessarily
not
true.
Not always, but it, once you start seeing it climb, I think I get anxious and just need to book it right then.
I'm the same way.
Right out of the gate.
I'm always afraid I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be sold out. Or, you know what I mean?
That too.
So you're playing bitches is what you're saying.
Oh, bend yeah. over plane bitch.
Because like, you know, it's
bend
like,
over Boeing.
Unless like, you know, you're just taking like a short trip somewhere. Like I know like there are a lot of flights like from here to like New York City or you know what I mean? Like that I might wait a little longer on if I don't have to worry about connecting somewhere.
Because it's like playing the stock market, right? I've never done that, so I don't know if that's actually an appropriate
analogy. You're right.
But like, no, it goes in ebbs and flows,
it
right?
Does.
And like there are always those flight experts that are like, you know, 3 weeks out is when you're gonna find the cheapest ticket. If you wait that long, that's when you get your best buy.
But if they tell everybody all these tips and people start doing it, the tip is no good anymore. Like they say everybody you should only book on Tuesdays because that's when the airlines drop their rates.
Sure.
Well, as soon as that got out, I'm pretty sure everybody jumped on that and started driving the prices.
Well, no, because you and Kimmy are both stubborn and scared, so you guys won't make that change because you're plane bitches.
I ain't falling for big airlines.
Kimmy, can you Google when the most economical time, how far out it is to book a flight? Right? Because my wife's the same way, and it drives me nuts. Like, just wait. There's going to be a flight somewhere. There's no way you're not going to be able to fly out of where you
but
are.
But I like it locked up. I know I'm going. I got my ticket. I got my resi. I'm good.
Did you call it a resi?
Yeah.
And Go home.
I would think if you're flying with you and your family, like you should, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
She's just, doing it right.
Just in terms of like, to your point, like if you want to sit together, if you, what?
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is it necessary to sit with your family on a plane?
Because that's what you signed up for,
family. No. I mean, we're all going to the same place. We're going to be spending
What if somebody's nervous flying? The kids may be nervous. What if there's turbulence and... What are you going to comfort from four rows away? Should be fine.
Bro, you know me. If there's turbulence, I need one of my kids to comfort me.
Well, then you also need somebody next
to
you.
No, I'd rather be alone. I don't want my wife to see me being a bitch. No, I'm serious because my wife will make that argument. Like, my oldest is 13. My youngest is 11. They can sit alone in a seat while I'm three rows away from them. Like, if it's going to save us money, why would we not make that move?
No, my wife's big and we're sitting together.
Why?
Lock it in.
By the way, every time you get on a flight with a spouse, especially on the flight home, there will be an argument.
Oh, yeah.
If I am separated from you, that deletes the chance for an argument. Wrong?
Nah.
Listen to me. Got smart ideas.
Right. I'm also a get up and walk around guy.
On the plane?
So probably, yeah, because of my legs. And I got the blood clot.
See, like
I got the Jimmy leg.
An aisle seat is your preference.
No, but like if my wife is down, I'm just gonna walk down and talk to her anyway.
Okay, so then
where else am I gonna go?
So are you arguing my point now?
No, but like we're not gonna be. I'm still gonna be bothering her either way. There's gonna be an argument.
252 WCMF 252-9263 with the news that Southwest Airlines is pulling out of the Syracuse airport, one of four cities in America. By the way, talk about bad luck. Four airports. Syracuse is one of them.
Yeah, out of the whole goddamn country.
If folks from Syracuse want to fly Southwest, and it's a very popular airline for being budget but not like Spirit uncomfortable, they're going to have to come to Rochester, which could make it harder to book a Southwest flight in Rochester. Kimmy, what do the economic experts say when it comes to booking the most economical flights?
The sweet spot is 28 to 35 days before departure. Google study found prices bottomed out 44 days before departure, although it says both studies agree that you don't want to wait until the last minute. Book at least 21 days before departure.
Okay, but you have 6 months in advance, right? Is that when they start listing flights, 6 months?
Something like that, yeah.
All right, so if you book it 6 months in advance, you still have like 5 months before you're getting the best deal.
Yeah, but I also want a good seat. Like, if you care where you sit on a plane, that's the other thing. If you want to be back where all the jackasses are, the U's of the world.
What's wrong with sitting in the back
the
of the
smellies.
Plane?
The smellies.
What's wrong with the back of the plane?
That's where the fatties and the smellies are.
Oh, Kimmy, I forgot. Mm. The back of the plane gets there a tenth of a second later than everyone else
No,
does.
But I don't want to be crammed in the back. Like, getting off a plane's a bitch when everybody's got to be pulling all their crap down and everything. I like to be out.
You are such...
I like bulkhead... seat.
You're such an entitled prick, man.
I'll pay for it.
Okay, but that is the definition of entitled. I'll pay for it. Makes me entitled? Paying for it.
I love bulkhead.
I don't know what that means.
It's like the first row, but there's nothing in front of you but a wall.
Okay, but why?
Like a separator between you and people that have money.
Most people don't know that.
And well, like, I just explained it to you.
No, but like,
and that's a great tip, man.
But you do this thing. You do this thing where, like, you talk in like terms that professionals use because you heard a professional use it one time.
I'm kind of a fly boy.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'm so fly. That's why I get my resi on bulkhead.
Shut up.
But aren't you also near the bathroom sometimes? Isn't there like a bathroom up front there?
There could be a front bathroom.
Yeah.
The front bathroom is all the way up in the cockpit.
No.
I
always see
class.
Like people lining up like right where you're describing.
Well, I don't mind that.
That would bother me.
Yeah, I want leg room.
Some big old sweaty ass guy wearing khakis. You can see the ass sweat in the khakis right next to your face. Face ass. So did you pay for a bulkhead face ass on your resi? Do you put on your resi? Can I please get bulkhead face ass, please? What's wrong with you, man? Let's take a break.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.